to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the episode 4 of the Draft Doctors. My name is John Crockett, and joining me is Steve Fizz. Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year to you too, Jono, and to all our listeners out there.
So, what did you get up to New Year's, mate?
I stayed home with the cats, and we watched Predator, and I kind of wish that the cats were, in fact, actual predators that I could send out and do my bidding.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, for our fourth episode today, we will be talking defenders. We are going to be doing their rankings. We've got about 40 of them for you to talk about. And to get into that, just got a bit of news. Sportsdeck.com, which was the old virtual sports, early in 2016, we'll be running draft games, salary games, and dailies, which will be pretty good. So I don't know if you want to explain to our community what that's all about, Steve.
Oh, well, they were the original AFL fantasy game, the Dream Team competition run by Virtual Sports. They still have their site going, but over at sportsdeck.com, from what I understand, they're going to be open early in the new year. I like playing a little bit of daily fantasy myself on the NFL, and I'm sure I'll be chipping in a few bucks on the AFL.
For those who are new to the daily format of sports fantasy, do you just want to give our listeners what that is?
Yeah, daily fantasy is a 1 week or even a 1 day or one match. There's different games you can play and play for a few dollars, as little as $2, probably up to $50 leagues. You can play in head-to-head formats where you're only against one player. You can play big tournaments where you can win big money, and you choose the team that you think will go best for the 1 week or for the one match or whatever. It's no season-long commitments. So it's just a bit of fun.
So it's basically a daily super coach or fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. There's a salary cap, and you know, you choose the players you best think will perform.
Awesome. And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors, hit the like button, leave us a comment, or head over to Twitter. We are at thedraftdoctors. Or send us an email to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll answer all your fantasy questions there and
yep,
hit you back up as soon as we can.
Absolutely. Well, getting into the shows, we are talking defenders, probably the most unsexiest position in fantasy.
Yeah, it's a real strange position, but there's a lot of gold to be found.
There is a lot of gold. Like, your first, 10, 15 will be no-brainers, but then you just got to sift through that rubble and find that nugget.
Yeah. There's some guys who are consistent, and there's some guys who have the upside. And
yep,
we'll try to find the ones who have that upside.
And that's probably what you're looking for in a defender, the one who is going to play the 18, 19, 20, 22 games. And with that, my number one this year, for the first time playing 22 games, Heath Shaw.
So this is Supercoach. We're going to start with your Supercoach ranking,
yeah,
and then we'll give you a Dream Team ranking.
He's number one for me in Supercoach with an average of 112. Also got a nomination for All-Australian as well.
Yeah, did miss a game. He's my number one as well.
Yep.
Obviously the highest priced.
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's hard to see him replicating that year, but I still think he'll probably be the number one defender.
He'll still be the number one defender in my opinion, but he's always been that 105 sort of average, which is golden super coach. For fantasy, he's probably he's still a top 10 for me, I would think, but
I did number 2.
Number 2, okay.
So for fantasy.
And he had an average of 96 in Dream Team.
Yeah.
Yep. For me, number 2 would be Matty Boy from the Western Bulldogs. Got the DPP in super coach this year, averaging 103. Like, no, he doesn't, sorry.
No, he's straight defender.
Straight defender, my apologies. I was thinking of someone else. Played the 18 games. Was managed a bit as an older statesman of the game. So he's right on that cusp of 18 games. 104 in Dream Team, so he's definitely a top 5 defender for me, or a D1.
Yeah, I've got him at number 4 in Supercoach and number 1 in Dream Team. Number one in Dream Team. The only query is the games. I feel like they might rest him. It feels like they got a lot of those halfback running type players.
Yep. And they did manage him this year as well.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he really is just a proven dream teamer. That's why I have him number one there.
Yep.
He always 100 plus.
Yeah.
So.
All right, moving on. Another bloke who's just got his DPP, even DPP back for Supercoach is Jared McVeigh, coming off a 100 average, playing pure mid, but no, he has been known to go higher when he has that dual status. Steve, where do you have McVeigh?
I have him number two. He's okay. Mr. Consistent when he plays on that half-back line, and I think that's where he'll play all his games. Like Sydney just have so many midfielders. I have him number two there in Supercoach. I have him number three in Dream Team. I just think Boyd and Shaw are in front of him.
Yep.
But he's super effective.
Yeah, super efficient.
Quality player. Has had a little bit of injury concern in the preseason, but apparently no big concern. So,
okay.
We look for another good year from Jared McVeigh.
Let's hope so. Number four for me in Supercoach, Alex Rance. Just pulled one out of the blocks this year, I thought.
Oh, he's a star.
Yeah.
He's a star.
No Rance, no Richmond?
Yeah, oh, look, no. If your team had Alex Rance, if he was out, you'd be
cooked. Devastated. Yeah.
No, he's a star. I had him number three for me in Supercoach. Don't have him in Dream Team because he's just that contested player.
Yeah, he's
that, not a volume player.
Absolutely, yeah, right down the ring. I've had him around the 40th as a D4 type for me.
Yep.
Just for something different.
Yep.
Moving on, another Richmond player, Basher Hawley for me, number five. In Supercoach, averaging 95 this year.
Very consistent.
Very consistent. I'd also have him number five for Dream Team as well.
Yeah, I've got him six in Supercoach and 10 in Dream Team. I just worry, like, they look to use him out of the back line a lot. I'm just wondering, with Yaron coming aboard, maybe some of the volume's not there. I know he'd be super effective as usual, but I just wonder if they look to use Yaron a little bit out of half back.
So you think you might just lose a little...
Might just drop a couple of possessions, which, yep, no big concern. I still I mean, he's still a defender one in both forms for me.
Yep. Okay, next one. My favourite guy. If you can spell this guy's name, I will buy you a beer. Cade Collegiasny.
If you can pronounce it, is that... I don't know.
That is. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Sounds fine.
That's what I'm great. Going with. Yeah. At the start of the year, Roddy E was playing him as that lockdown defender, which... just doesn't suit his game style. After round four, started playing that rebounding defender, just intercept marks, kicking it out outside, rebounding 50, and his points just went up massively, putting out some big scores. And 89 in Supercoach, 83 in Dream Team, moved up in the top 10 position for me in both forms.
Yeah, I've got him 9 for Supercoach and 8 for Dream Team. I can see the volume being there.
Yep.
We know he smashed it in their time trial. He's an elite athlete.
Absolutely.
So I like Collegiasny this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the Suns are improved, so I think that'll help him as well.
Oh, they've got to improve from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 7 might be a bit of a surprise for Steve. I've got Tom McDonald for Supercoach, averaging 95.
No, how can you argue with those numbers?
No. And if he will be playing that permanent defender, we hope, this year.
Yeah.
Because his goal kicking was terrible.
Well, they've got options forward now, and
yeah, they've got Hogan and that new fella going in, and the saviour Christian Petracca.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think Tom McDonald, when he plays defender, I like him. If I had that 100% lockdown assurance, then maybe I could put him a little bit higher. I've only got him at 14 in a Supercoach,
okay,
and Dream Team, I got him 17.
Okay, well, yeah, I had him down as a 14 for Dream Team for me as well. And
I just thought there was a few guys who had a couple guys who had a little bit down years, and I've slid them past him because I don't know. I feel like maybe it's hard to maintain that 96 average.
Well, the ball's going to be going inside 50 a lot for Melbourne, so
I don't think Melbourne are going to be that bad this year. I think they're going to be a bit more improved. Apparently, Roosie's handing over the reins.
Which Let's hope so.
Which can only be a good thing.
So no more tagging
Roosie,
for Melbourne.
Roosie sucks. I wouldn't argue with it. But we're just a little bit different on that one.
Yep. One bloke, he's in my top 10. He's going to be in a wheelchair with a blanket over his lap. Jimmy Bartel, back to a defensive mid this year. Only a limited season with 11 games after those horrible injuries he had. But this is Jimmy Bartel we're talking about. Play every position.
Yeah, I love Jimmy Bartel. I'm a lot higher on him than you are. I've got him at number 5 in Supercoach, number 4 in Dream Team. He's a star. You take away the injury game, and his average looks a lot better. He's done it before. He still had a 40 possession game last year. He's a gun. I'm all for Jimmy Bartel this year.
And especially, I don't think he won't be playing that midfield.
He could be in there at points.
Do you think he'll be getting as much time now when you got Dangerfield and Selwood?
He'll be where they need him.
Okay,
so he finds the ball.
So he'd be like Matty Boyd type, just running around that back line? Or
he's like Matty Boyd, except he's better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although he doesn't... Well, no, he's still a good tackler. I like Jimmy Bartel, and I like him in salary cap games as well.
Oh, yeah, good PAD right there.
Yeah, and I think he's going to outperform his numbers, his averages pretty easily.
Oh, yeah, easily on that one. Another old man I'm going to talk about here is Cade Simpson. Just gets it done for Carlton as their only good player.
I like Cade Simpson. Yep. No, he's not our only good player. That's harsh. I wish he was the captain, though. To me, he embodies what a captain should be. Not
he just gets it done, doesn't
more,
he?
More than Mark Murphy. He just plays through it.
Yep.
I've got him at number 8 in Supercoach and number... Also, 8 in... Oh, no, sorry, not 8. Number 5 in Dream Team.
Wow.
But he's a volume player.
He certainly is.
So, yeah. I like Cade Simpson. He's a superstar.
Yep. And him 13 for Dream Team. Just a little bit lower on him because of that age factor.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Talk about the old men here. Corey Enright. Just good old Boris gets it done, doesn't
man,
he?
He had a massive year last year, didn't he?
Yeah, 95 in Supercoach, 91 in Dream Team. Finished
top 5 in both.
Yes, top 5 in both. Unbelievable how I've got him at 10. I don't know. It might be just the age factor and a bit of the unknown.
You're a bit of an ageist, I've noticed, with these rankings.
I am an ageist.
Oh, except for the Bulldogs players because they drink from the fountain of youth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, quality players have been doing it for years and years and years.
So you had him at 10?
At 10.
In Supercoach and what in Dream Team?
5.
5 in Dream Team?
Yes.
Okay. I got him at 7 in both.
Okay, nice. Still a D1.
Still a D1.
Okay, moving on. Bob Murphy, number 11 for me in Supercoach.
Yeah, exactly, because you're a Bulldogs homer. Actually, I have him there too, so I'm not...
Great year. First year as captain, led by example, and just so efficient with the ball, which is good for Supercoach because that's what it's based on. Dream Team, a lot lower, still in that D2 position, but probably right on the cusp there. I don't know about you, Steve. Where did you have him?
Well, I had him 11 in Supercoach. Very efficient player, as efficient as they come.
Yep.
21 in Dream Team because he's just not a volume player.
No. He'll get you that odd game.
Yeah, there's going to be... Basically, from here in Dream Team, like we're getting past the top 10 sort of guys.
Yep.
You're really...
Throwing a blanket over it.
Well, these guys are very volatile with their scoring. There are some guys who are very same-same, but their averages are... mid-70s.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of these guys are very volatile. Bob Murphy's one of those. And for me, he's just not a volume player. And
no.
Again, the age for me is a little bit of a thing. Yep. But he's a class player.
Yeah, and that's the thing with these defenders. Unlike your midfield or your forwards, they're not going to get that consistent every single game. They're going to have a 30 or a 40 game or something like that. And
yeah.
So just...
The top ones don't.
No. But, yeah, from here on in, they're going to throw in a stinker every now and again.
Yeah.
And speaking of people who throw in stinkers, I've got Josh Gibson at number 12.
So do I.
Well, there you go. All Australian, finally. Good to see him get that. 90 in Supercoach average. Dream Team, 85. Got him a lot lower in Dream Team.
Yeah, I got him 24 in Dream Team.
Yeah, definitely a D3.
D3?
Yeah. Got to be. He's not that volume player, but when he does get up and running,
very efficient, intercept marks, exactly doesn't waste the ball.
No.
Just also for people when we're talking D1, D3, we're breaking our guys down. When we talk, we got our first 10, that's a D1.
Yep.
When we got our second 10, that's a D2. So that's
your first defender picked when it comes to your draft.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you could go, hey, I want two defenders, and you get two guys we rate as a D1. Yep. But because most people play in a 10-team league, although there are other options, we're going to break it down in 10 player brackets.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Josh Gibson, early D2 for me, but early D3 in Dream Team.
Yep, absolutely. One bloke I really liked, but sort of goes unnoticed, Michael Hurley from Essendon. I like the guy. 94 average Supercoach, 83 in Dream Team. Finally, before Hurdy got the sack, they put him down in defence and seemed to go really well.
Oh, when he's in defence, that's his go.
That's it. Just lock him in, good use of the ball, rebound, it's all good.
You know who doesn't like Michael Hurley?
Michael Hurley?
Cab drivers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hurley, I'm tipping, is one of those people who loves Uber. I don't know if people have a good memory like me for those sort of things.
It's just coming to me now, yes.
No, I had him at 16 in Supercoach. There's no reason for him to play forward these days, so no. His score should be good.
Absolutely.
But 18 in Dream Team, which is pretty high for a key back, but the volume's there. He takes a lot of marks. He's just a quality player.
Yeah, and he will get those games where he will get that volume and really pump out a big one.
Yeah, a lot of these key backs, when they pump out a big one, they rely on marks.
Yeah, and Hurley does
very good. He takes a lot of marks.
Exactly right. Bit of an interesting one here. The only reason I really got him up here is because of his DPP this year, and that's Brody Smith at number 14. Got knocked out early in the year and just really struggled to find his mojo, I thought, but looking at his stats from last year, he just absolutely killed it.
Well, he had a couple of big games at the start of last year, and he actually finished off a little bit better.
Yeah.
I've got him at 15. I like him. I think we saw it with Wingard 2 years ago when he had those concussion issues. He really fell off the map for no reason and people were questioning his game.
Same with Luke Parker as well.
It's the concussions, guys.
Yep.
We saw Wingard come back this year, absolutely tear it to pieces. I think you can see Brody Smith certainly improve.
Yeah.
So I've got him at 15 for Supercoach and 20 in Dream Team. He's not a big tackler. Not a lot of volume.
He's just that rebounder. Does accumulate when he gets up on the wing.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm with you, John. I like him to improve. And for salary caps, I'd certainly take the plunge.
Oh, yeah. Very cheap in your salary cap game. I got Michael Hibbert at number 15.
I'm just going to have to turn the page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got him at 24 for Supercoach and 12 for Dream Team.
Okay, like him better in the Dream Team.
He's a high volume guy.
Yep. He was slightly down last year. I don't know if he had an injury or what, but he was about 10 points down on his average.
Well, he didn't run because we know he's got hamstring issues in the past, and he didn't. He tended to be a lot more stay at home.
Okay. But hopefully he's over those and his scores will go up, which they will.
He's had big averages in Dream Team in the past. That's why I like him to bounce back. And like we were talking, once you get past those first batch of defenders, the quality really is very same. So we're looking for those guys. Like Hibbert still has a high floor, but he also has the ceiling. He has the room to get back to what his old scores were. So I like the risk on him.
So do I. With our next guy, he's got defensive forward status. That's Cale Hooker. I actually tinkered around with this one, like, do I draft him as a defender or a forward? So you can actually go either way on this one, really. Like, depending on how Essendon use him, average 90 in Supercoach, 80 in Dream Team. I don't know where Worsfold's going to play in this year, but so I've just stuck him in the middle. Great pace.
I think he plays back.
Just running out of defence, because he was quick.
Well, Carlisle's not there anymore, so they need a defender.
Yeah.
Although they both sort of played forward and back. Yeah. I remember him winning that game against Hawthorn.
Just off the boot, yeah. So he was a tricky one for me. What about you, sir?
Yeah, I found him tricky as well because I feel like I've underranked him. I've ranked him at 21 in Supercoach and 13 in Dream Team, which is pretty high for Dream Team, but that just happens to be where he's fallen. And the reason he's there is he plays every game.
Yep.
And so as a D3, I want, if I take a little risk in round two, maybe with a Hibbard,
yep,
someone like that, then just, in Dream Team, if I take a risk on Hibbert in the round two, then I want someone who's going to play every game as my D3. So he's more of a safety pick.
Safety pick, yep.
But yeah, 21 in Supercoach, I think, yeah, he's a hard one.
He is a hard one. And I'd be very interested to see where he does go in your draft.
But he finished as a D1 in Supercoach last year.
Yeah,
he's seventh. Seventh in total ranks.
Okay, and 13th in Dream Team, was he?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, those are great numbers.
Very good numbers. Moving on, another interesting one. Rory Laird for Adelaide.
He was a star last year.
Massive year. 93 in Supercoach, 88 in Dream Team. Just huge numbers. One out of the blocks. Does he do it again?
Yep. I think he does.
Think he does?
And I think he has room to improve. I've got him at 13 in Supercoach. Got him at 6.
Wow.
In Dream Team.
Finished 9th in Dream Team overall.
Well, he was a top 10 player in both.
Yep.
I love him. Got a lot of volume. Intercept marks. He's classy.
Don't think Kirtley Hampton's going to take his spot.
There is zero chance of that. And, look, there was a little mention of him playing in the midfield, which I don't really know if it helps him. I mean, he's certainly a classy player.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. Adelaide also do have a couple of slight defender issues with injuries at the moment in Andy Otten and Ricky Henderson. So.
And Jentsch.
And Jentsch, yeah. And Kirtley Hampton.
Yeah.
So,
but I still like Laird. I think he's very, very classy.
And consistent.
Yeah.
Played 21 games. Brilliant.
Love it.
Another guy who I was pretty high on, had a good year this last year, was Sam Doherty for Carlton. Just really came out of the blocks, didn't he?
Oh, I thought he was great.
Yep.
He a real shining light for Carlton.
Ranked mid-30s in both formats, which actually surprised me, but I thought he was actually higher than that. But
well, he missed 3 games.
Yeah.
So,
and I suppose they tied out a bit and whatnot, but 87 in Supercoach, 82 in Dream Team. Definitely seen going as a defensive 2 in both formats this year.
Yeah, I've got him 20 in Supercoach. I've got him 11 in Dream Team.
Okay.
I think the ball's going to spend a little bit of time down back.
And Doherty is actually a volume play.
Yeah.
So he's going to get plenty of it.
But he's a classy user as well.
Yes, he can use the ball. Moving on, we've got Birchall from Hawthorn. Got him at 19 for me. 86.
19 in Supercoach. And where in Dream Team?
32.
Wow, we are worlds apart on this one, my friend. I had him at 10 in Supercoach, number 9 Dream Team.
Just, yeah, how many? 18 games, just, I know he's going to get a game now, but I just didn't like it for Dream Team, just something, yeah, didn't like him.
I think he's a quality player, he'll get the ball.
You think now with Suckling going, you're going to help him out as well?
I don't think it matters. I don't think Suckling took anything away from him because Suckling tended to play forward a bit. I think Birch was a quality player. They look to get the ball in his hands. He uses it well. He runs all day. I think he had a couple of niggles last year. I think he gets back to being a premium defender.
So top 10 to 15 defender, you think?
I've got him top 10 in both.
Top 10?
I've got no issues. No issues with him. I look at the guys I've got right below him, and it's sort of Murphy, Gibson, Smith, McDonald. There's more question marks for me over those guys. I've seen Birchall do it for years.
Yep.
And he's in a gun team. I love players in a gun team.
Yep. Rounding out my top 20 is Dylan Robin from St Kilda. Again, 90 average in Supercoach, 82 in Dream Team. And I see Steve turning the page here because I know he does not rate Robinson at all. But
no, I do. That's not fair to say that. But there's just guys I prefer in the draft. I rate him as a player. But 31 in Supercoach for me, 14 in Dream Team.
Okay.
Right. So, I don't know. This is a watch. He finished 20th in both games last year in terms of total rank. I like Dylan Robin. The question for me is, I don't know how St Kilda is setting up this year. Okay, St Kilda seem to have this love affair with Sam Gilbert for some unknown reason. With Carlisle going into their side, you know, they've got Carlisle, they've got Sam Fisher, they've got Sam Gilbert, they've got Hugh Goddard. There's all these guys, and I just don't know where Dylan Robinson fits in. They've got Nunes as well. Like, where does he fit in?
I still see him as that.
They got Savage. Didn't they just give Savage a new deal?
3-year deal, well, yeah. The Savage can't use the ball.
Yeah, I know, but this is Dylan Robinson really pulled one out of nowhere last year in terms of numbers.
He did, but he was also playing off that half-back.
And he took the kick-ins as well.
Yeah, and he was playing up in the wing too, so his volume was up. I like the guy.
Yeah, I like him.
And I could probably see him getting more mid-time
But this is the thing. I just don't know. I'm happy to move him up. Yeah. Look, if he plays in NAB Cup and he's smashing it out of the park, I'm happy to move him up. But I just... I'm not locked in confident like you are. I mean, I got him 14 in Dream Team because I think he tackles, he gets possessions. That's fine. Taking the kick-ins, you know, kick it to yourself, get an extra 3 points when you get rid of it after that. But I just... I'm not...
Not sold on
him? I'm not confident on him like I'm confident on the guys in front of him. Because this is the first time he's done it, and there's this extra questions with Carlisle, Gilbert. Yeah. I don't know, where the hell do you like Gilbert? Gilbert's terrible.
I didn't even pick him. That's how much I like Gilbert.
No, I didn't pick him either, but for some reason, St Kilda pick him in their team.
I don't know why. Just
I know.
Why don't he retire or something?
Just move. Get away. Go, I don't know. I just want to snap my pencil. Sam Gilbert? Don't make me...
We don't like you.
No.
All right. Starting off for our D3, I've got Easton Wood.
He's a D3 for me as well.
Yep. Found him very hard to rank. Played 21 games, which is first time he's done something like that in his career. A lot of soft tissue injuries. 86 in Supercoach, 73 in Dream Team. 21 for me.
I had him 26 in Supercoach, unranked in Dream Team. Not a volume player at all.
Yeah, I didn't touch him.
Relies on the intercept marks, but he does use it well, like a good defender.
Yep.
So that's fine for Supercoach, but Dream Team, no interest, and no interest in salary cap.
No, definitely not. Unless if he was DPP, maybe, but he doesn't have it, so
no.
Wouldn't worry about it. Now this guy, hard to rank, but I like him. Daniel Rich from Brisbane Lions. He got defensive mid this year. Played with a few... niggling injuries, but now back to full health. I mean, for his pre-season training, he did a triathlon in Noosa, for crying out loud. He's fit, he's ready to go, and with the talent Brisbane have in that midfield, he's not going to get tagged like he normally does. Got a great kick. I like him in both games. Like, I want to put him higher, but I just couldn't. What about you, Steve?
I've got him higher. I've got him at 18 in Supercoach.
Yep.
19 in my Dream Team ranks. I like Daniel Rich. I really do. He's not going to, like you mentioned, I really don't think he's going to cop a tag all the time. I think he'll still get tags.
He'll get some attention.
But not like he did, say, 3 years ago when they were just smothering him.
No.
But there's other guys have emerged since then. They've got Beams, they got Hanley, they got Rockliffe. But again, this is his second year from an ACL. The guys who have, like we spoke about this in the injury show, I hate guys coming back off an ACL. He's had that extra year. I look for him to get back to, what did he have last year? 81 in Supercoach, 72 in Dream Team. I don't see any reason he can't get to 80 in Dream Team. I don't see any reason he can't get to high 80s in Supercoach.
Yeah, and he has done it before.
Yeah, and especially for salary cap, I really like Daniel Rich because he's someone who could really bust into the top 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on is old man Michael Johnson. He played the 13 games this year with a horrible injury, but averaging 80 and 72. But if you take out that...
You take away the injury game.
There it is. He was up around the 90s, back to his best. And
yep.
He just gets it done. He intercepts, he rebounds. He's a volume player. I like the guy. I wanted to rank him high, but I just couldn't. But as an a D3, perfect for you.
I love Michael Johnson. If you've got him in the same draft as me, you're not getting him as a D3. I got him at 17 in Supercoach. I got him at 15 in Dream Team.
There you go. So I will not get him.
Yeah, no. For me, he's just so classy. He's an absolute superstar. Yeah, do you know the only issues? The injuries.
The injuries. That's it.
Yep.
Getting older, yeah.
I don't care about that. I think he's a star. I really like watching. And I love watching him play.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Sometimes those guys in your team, you like watching him play. For me, Michael Johnson, when he's running along carrying that ball on the one mitt, I love it. That's awesome.
Just showtime. All right, this guy is an interesting one for me. Dane Rampey from Sydney Swans. I think...
Great year last year.
Yeah, great year. 84 Supercoach, 73 Dream Team, finishing 16 and 26 in both forms. Played all games, love it. I think with Jeddah moving to West Coast, that helps him. They're going to look to use him more out of that defence, I think. What do you reckon, Steve?
I had him at 30 and in Supercoach and 25 in Dream Team.
Okay,
just for the consistency.
Yeah, so we're there on the same page. And do you see that volume?
He's just a good small defender for mine. I don't think he's going to move up the ground at all. I think he was too good back there.
Yep.
But just consistent, gets it done. Yep. So.
And that's what a lot of these players here are basically for the next 15-odd players there. Just that consistent, what you like sort of thing.
Yeah.
This guy, probably could have gone higher on him, Shannon Hearn. I mean,
where have you got him?
At 25 Supercoach, a lot lower for Dream Team.
Yeah.
But I think, excuse me, with the injuries West Coast had last year, he just really had to play a different role to what he's used to.
Yep.
And, I mean, he's averaged 90 in previous years. And if you can get back to that, which I think you will, with McKenzie and the likes coming back, I could even see myself picking him higher. What do you think, Steve?
Love the captain.
Yep.
I got him at 23 in Supercoach, unranked in Dream Team, not a volume player.
No.
But he's got that raking kick.
Yep.
And he's a gun. I like Shannon Hearn. Like you mentioned, the injuries, I think he gets back to finding more ball.
Does he go to advanced hair? Get himself a rug? Or...
Well, why would you need to? He's like me. He's a confident man. He's confident in his baldness. I'm confident in you, Shannon Hearn. Get out of here, John. And you and your hair. We don't need you.
Number 26 in Supercoach for me. Bit of a surprising one. Lyndon Dunn from Melbourne. 82 in Supercoach. 66 in Dream Team. I've got him at 26. Unranked for Dream Team for me.
Yeah, I don't have him ranked in Dream Team either, but I got him at 37.
Okay.
For me, there's not a great deal of upside with Lyndon Dunn. I think he's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's ever going to... I think that's where he is. He's low 80s.
Oh, low 80s. And for a D3 for me, I like that. I mean...
Yeah, I'd prefer it. There's just guys I prefer with a bit of upside.
Okay. So, who would they be you'd be looking at?
Rosa, Langdon, McMillan, some of those guys a little bit in front of him.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Moving on, this guy didn't do as well as he did last year. That was Harry Taylor. Generally averages about 400 marks a game. Was well down on it this year. 82 in Supercoach, 74 in Dream Team. Probably got him in the 30s for Dream Team for me, but I think he bounces back from previous years.
Yeah, I got him at 36 in Supercoach and 30 in Dream Team. I think he does take more marks.
Yep.
I think with Lachie Henderson going in, I think that frees Harry Taylor up a bit. He's a classy player.
Certainly
and I think he'll get forward and kick some goals as well.
Yeah, that'd be good if he does. We know he can kick a bag.
Yeah, that's right. I like Harry Taylor as a... I'm not sure I'll get him as a defender four in Supercoach, but that's where he is. But he's a very safe pick.
He's a very safe... He does go high. He can go high, but he can go pretty low as well.
Yeah.
But I think, as you said, with Henderson coming in, it's really going to help his game, and he's going to go back to...
being that plus one.
Yeah.
I like that. That's what I hope happens.
Yeah. I think I see that happening. And the next guy, Andrew Mackie. Your favourite player?
Yeah, I don't like Andrew Mackie.
Well, with an average of 88 in Supercoach and 84...
He looks like a snob. Like, you know what I mean?
Just that pretty boy
snob. He seems like real arrogant, like, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit of Andrew Mackie time.
I like him. I've got time for Mackie.
28. Oh, okay, yeah, because you have that in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28 in Supercoach for me, so getting there on the borderline of the D3, D4, but where do I have him in Dream Team? Yeah, D3 as well, so.
Well, I had him higher. That's bizarre. I got him at 22 in Supercoach. I got him at 16 in Dream Team.
Wow.
I think he's going to sit out on that wing and just rack him up in that gun team. He's going to take a lot of marks. I think he's going to move forward, kick a goal. He's a volume player. We know that. He's consistent. The only thing is the injuries.
Yep.
If he didn't have the injuries, I'd probably slot him in a little bit higher.
15 games and it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm all about... I think Geelong are definitely better this year, and he's a classy user. We know that. So
certainly. Coming off a injury-affected year, Nick Malcheski for Gold Coast Suns. Number 29 Supercoach for me. We know he can go big. Had a very good end to the season last year. 29 Supercoach. Didn't even worry about him in Dream Team.
Okay, I got him at 35 in Dream Team, and I got him at 35 in Supercoach, 31 in Dream Team for me. Yeah, I think he bounces back, but to what degree, I'm not sure. The only reason he's higher in Dream Team is because I've got some key forwards in front of him who come back down.
Yep. This guy, a bit of an interesting one, Marley Williams for Collingwood. Really liked his year after, how would we put this, trouble with the law?
Indiscretions,
okay. All right. Indiscretions. 85 in Supercoach, 76 in Dream Team. Probably more of a Supercoach pick for me than in Dream Team. We got him 37 for Dream Team?
Yeah, I got him. I actually have him in my top 20. I got him at 19 in Supercoach.
Wow. Think he's just going to step up again? And
well, I think he does more of the same, but I think he has the chance to... I think last year was his third year, and I think he's just building a bit more consistency. You know, I think going into your fourth and fifth years, you generally see you guys step up a little bit. Yep. I think you can step up to a 90 average.
That'd be good.
But I got him at 26 in Dream Team, a little bit less. Very contested player.
Yeah.
So I really like what he brings to the table for Collingwood, but not...
Do you see him getting time in the midfield or more on the wing?
He can. He's had 30 possessions.
Okay.
But I don't think he will, because I think he's a very good small defender. I think he's gone past Tuvi even on their depth chart for mine. So, no, I like Marley Williams in defence. He'll find it in defence. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, moving on now to the bottom of the D4s for me. Starting off with the Yeoman.
What number?
31.
That's the start of it. Yeah.
Yeah. 82 in Supercoach, 78 in Fantasy. Top 20 in both formats of the game. Just, again, with the injuries at West Coast, he was a bit of that swing man, wasn't he? Just
when he played in the midfield, he was a superstar. When he went forward or back, he found less of it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's going to happen. Do you think he gets a bit more midfield time?
Nope.
So,
I don't know. I actually don't know where they play him. I think he's so good because he's great contested mark. He's a great contested player.
Can kick a goal, can take a mark.
This is the thing.
He can run.
I don't understand where they play him. I've got him at 33 in Supercoach and 35 in Dream Team just because of the upside. Look, he's got dual position. If they happen to get injuries, which isn't impossible with guys like Redden, Shuey, Scott Selwood in the midfield.
Selwood's not there anymore, mate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, he's gone. So, no, but they brought in... Who'd they bring in? Redden. They got Sheed.
Jetta.
Can get injured.
Sheed
they play different. This is the thing. He plays inside.
Like, so Sheed's had a bit of a op just to clean out. So, don't know how that's going to go.
So, if they get injuries in there, then yes, fine, he can get it. And that's why he's ranked at all instead of not.
Yeah.
Because there's the potential.
Yeah, that upside there.
But if he's not playing in the midfield, you just...
I'd slide him.
Yeah, I'd cut him just about.
Well, if this bloke could play some more games, I'd have him higher. Jamie McMillan for North Melbourne.
Yep.
88 average in Supercoach.
Where have you got him?
32 for Supercoach.
Yep.
And probably the same for Dream Team. The only thing stopping me from going higher, the games. That's it. Love the way he went about it.
Yeah, he played well.
I'd probably taken over from that Scott Thompson sort of role.
Oh, he went through the midfield last year.
Did he?
Yep.
Again, he's one of those blokes he played anywhere.
He played everywhere. He's in the leadership group. They obviously like him.
Yeah, so he's going to get a game when he's not injured. Good solid pick, I would think.
Yeah, I got him at 29 in Supercoach and 33 in Dream Team. But I just... injuries. Do it over a full season and you'll be in the top 20.
Yep. At 33, I've got Sean Burgoyne. Surprisingly, he played all 22 games, which astounded me.
Yeah. Finishes a 15th in Supercoach.
Yep.
Yeah.
23 in Dream Team. I honestly thought he'd miss games, but obviously not. But I think now that he is getting on a bit after four or five premierships, they just might manage him a bit. Quality user of the ball. He's just a solid pick.
Yeah, he's a great pick. I got him at 28 in Supercoach and 32 in Dream Team. Doesn't get enough of it to warrant being higher, but it's just as classy a ball user as I've ever seen in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of an interesting one next, can bit like Elliot Yeo can go both ways. Jeremy McGovern really played that gorilla defender last year.
Yeah,
with all the injuries going down, but
and he was playing injured as well.
And yeah, he was playing with one arm and one leg basically.
Yeah,
love the guy as a player. Would rank him higher. Well, I'll take that back. I don't know where he's going to play, because he can play. I don't think he will play forward, actually, because you've got Kennedy and whatnot there. But as that defender, rebounding, which he did...
What number's whatnot?
Whatnot?
Yeah, what number's he?
Who's on first?
No.
Probably goes back to that first year when he was running out of defence. Got a good kick, good bark, big body guy. Can see him pushing back up to that 85 average.
I don't have him. Don't have
for
him.
For Supercoach?
Don't have him at all.
I wouldn't touch him in Dream Team with an average of 58, but I liked him. got a lot of upside, and especially with those defenders coming back for West Coast, I can see him going back to that 85 average.
Yeah, maybe. I just I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a volume guy. So there's just guys I like in front of him.
Yep. And you're going to get that with these last few guys.
Yeah, you're going to see some volatility in our last 10.
Yeah. For 35, for me, would rank this guy higher, but just found out he's had a bit of an injury setback, and that's Tom Langdon for Collingwood.
Yeah.
This guy was 14th and 15th in both formats of the game. Look, very unassuming guy. Had a great 2 years, really, in the game now, averaging 85 and 79. With this injury, puts him back a bit for me, but still a great pick.
Yeah, I got him at 35 in Supercoach and 28 in Dream Team. He's he actually reminds me a little bit of Andrew Mackie.
He's a snob?
No, not at all. He's got strange hair, but everyone has strange hair who has hair. No, he just finds the ball. He gets marks.
Yep.
He runs up and down the ground. He can deliver the ball inside 50. Obviously, he's not as good as Andrew Mackie yet, but...
Yeah, coming into his third year.
So yeah, the shoulder injury. Is it shoulder injury?
I thought it was knee, but
The injury, whatever the hell it is, it's a bit of a worry. It must be knee because they said he'd be back running in January. So
yeah, so still plenty of time before the NAB Cup starts.
But I don't think he relies on his leg speed.
No. At 36 for me, I've got Garrick Ibbotson.
Yep.
Excuse me.
27 for me in Supercoach and 37 in Dream Team.
Okay, so yeah, pretty similar on that.
Yeah.
Can go big, but does he go missing in games?
Yeah, he really relies on marks. He has some big games where he takes a lot of marks. But yeah, like you said, he can go missing as those medium defenders can do.
Certainly, depending on
what Ross the Boss wants to do with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's hopefully he makes it a more attacking game style, but...
Good luck with that.
Number 37 to me, Chris Yaron. He's moved to a new club. I think he's going to be happier. He's excited to play football again. And we're going to go see back to that classy Chris Yaron we saw a couple of years ago at Carlton. Not the mopey, get me out of here kind of Yaron. What do you think, Sue?
Don't have him.
Don't have him at all?
Nope.
Don't like him?
Oh, he's fine. I like watching him play. But he doesn't do enough.
Not enough?
You wouldn't touch him in Dream Team because there's no volume.
No, ranked 101st, so...
Yeah, who knows? He gets injured.
14 games.
Yeah, not about it.
No. I snuck this guy in because he did get DPP, and we spoke about him in one of our earlier shows, Matt Rosa.
Yep.
And the reason I put him in there, because he's DPP. Never played a full season. He's a big body.
He can score good.
And he can score good.
Okay, I've got him at 32 in Supercoach, and I've got him at 22 in Dream Team. I'm a lot higher on Matt Rosa.
Yeah, you can have him because that's the only reason I want him, just that DPP status.
Well, I think being for me, out of these guys, like I've got him, like I said, 22 and 32 in Supercoach. For me, these guys in my last 10, he's actually one who can really bust out and maybe make it into the top 20.
Yeah, if he plays.
But who knows?
I've got Matthew Broadbent, number 39, for Supercoach, 83 average. 79 in Dream Team. Probably got him a little bit higher in Dream Team, actually. He ranked 20th overall.
I've got Matthew Broadbent 25 in Supercoach and 27 in Dream Team. He can play midfield, usually plays defence.
Just that disposal.
I'm okay on Broadbent. He's not going to break out and average 100 or anything that. But for me, he plays all the time. He's solid.
Yep. And the last guy I want to talk about, might be a bit surprised why I've got him ranked here at number 40, and that's Matthew Yench from Adelaide. And the only reason is he's coming off that leg injury. Don't know how he's going to be. From all reports, he's starting to run, but he's a wait and see for me. Play the 7 games, averaging 84 and 89. But for me, he's certainly... I'll probably have him 10 to 20th as probably a D2 for me in my games. Both formats.
What?
Matthew
Yench. Oh, you don't have him at all?
I've got him at number 40 for now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got him at 39 in Supercoach and 34 for Dream Team. Coming off the ACL, we don't know if he's going to be fit for round one.
Yep.
I think even if he is fit, the numbers are down this year.
Yeah. No one's really ahead of him, but yeah. As we said, coming off that knee injury, just don't know how it's going to be.
Yeah, if he was fully fit, you'd just about be a top 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably would be in Dream Team, actually.
Yeah, I would think so.
So is there anyone else?
I don't have anyone else. Have you anyone else you might want to give an honourable mention to?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys who... I've got six guys here. Two for my dream team. Oh, sorry, two for my super coach and another four guys for dream team. 38, I got Taylor Giray.
Yep.
I think he had a ripping year last year when he's not... We looked at the stats yesterday and you were surprised when he wasn't sub. He killed it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very under the radar sort of guy and just blew my mind, really.
Yeah, so I got him at 38 in super coach. I got him at 23 in dream team. He finds the pill.
Yeah.
He's a gun defender. I like Taylor Giray. And again, in a great team, he's someone who I could feel could well outperform his value, his draft value, where you're going to get him.
Yeah. Salary cap game, would you look at him?
Yes.
Yep.
But really, he's a point of difference.
Oh, big time.
Did you have Suckling?
I would have... I contemplated it, but I'd probably look at him more as a forward for me this year.
So no Suckling. I got him...
I draft him as a forward, not a defender.
Okay. I got him at 40.
Yep.
In Supercoach, like Jono said, he's got dual position this year. Average 73, Supercoach, 80, Dream Team. So I got him at 29 in Dream Team.
Yeah, have him high, Dream Team.
Finds a lot of the ball. Can kick a goal. We don't know where they're going to use him at the Bulldogs. They've suggested maybe forward, but yep, their whole team's a rotating midfield, so we'll wait and see. For Dream Team, I had a few guys who didn't make my super coach list. Obviously, the keybacks and that, they fall by the wayside for that. So, number 36, I've got Clancy Pierce. Played the 17 games, averaged 78 in Dream Team. Has averaged more. I think that's a good speculative pick.
If Ross the Boss doesn't use him as a tagger.
Even as a tagger, if he averages 80, that's still good for a D4 in
absolutely.
38 in my dream team rankings was Jasper Pittard from Port. I think he's a good player, can find the pill.
Yep.
Only getting better. Number 39 in dream team, I had Jason Johannesson from the Bulldogs. You love that.
I certainly do, and thanks for reckoning the surprise for one of my sleepers.
I'm not going to talk about him. That's just where I have him. And number 40 in Dream Team, I have Mark Bagley, Frankston's finest. 79 average in Dream Team, played every game. You love those guys who play every game.
Absolutely.
He can run, he finds the ball.
Just very unassuming guy, isn't he?
Yeah, there's nothing special about the pick, but you'll get it done for you.
Absolutely. All right, I think that just about wraps up our Defenders show for today. If you want to follow us on social media, head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors or follow us on Twitter @thedraftdoctors or just send us an email. Tell us what you think about the show to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll post our rankings up on the Facebook site so you can check them out when you're looking at building your teams.
Yep.
And yeah, you can bitch at us that we've ranked someone you like too low or someone too high on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will get back to you, but please do not do it on a Friday or Saturday night after we've had a couple of beers.
Yeah, we get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next, what are we doing next week, Steve?
That would be... Next week we'll be doing the forwards.
Forwards. All right. Looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, that'll be our final ranking show.
Yep.
So, very exciting. Obviously, a lot of changes in the forwards.
Yeah, coming up, we've had a look at the team picker. It has been picked.
Yeah.
Picked there. All right. Thanks for that, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.